the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
And now to another man who knows all about resilience. Rory McIlroy landed in Belfast Airport yesterday after achieving a lifelong dream of winning the US Masters. In an interview after the event, Rory acknowledged that the win belonged as much to his caddy as to him. So what's life like for golf's wingmen? Well, joining me now is professional caddy Colin Byrne, who has worked with some of the biggest names in the sport like Ernie Els and Retief Goosen, and who is currently carrying the bag for Louis Westhuizen. He joins me on the line. Colin, you're a professional caddy and you're just off the LIV Tour where you're caddying for Louis Westhuizen. How did you get on?
I haven't been on the LIV Tour for a couple of weeks, but yes, the LIV Tour is... especially for aging caddies, is a breath of fresh air for us because it's very, you know, we're included in everything. It's obviously the money is fantastic. It's just a kind of nice lifestyle on the LIV Tour. It's not as intense. I mean, the competition is, you know, you're still playing against great players, but it's a much kind of more sedate and a genial atmosphere, if I could put it that way, you know, on the tour.
And as a caddy, what does an average day for you professionally look like?
Well, you know, everyone knows golf. Golf is probably around 5 hours these days. It seems to be getting longer. It used to be 3 hours long ago, but I won't get on to slow play. But it's a long day. I mean, you know, as the weeks are long, and the LIV Tour has only got a three-day week, effectively, three rounds. The PGA Tour is four rounds a week. But that sounds like you get there maybe on Wednesday, but you actually get there on a Monday. You do all your preparation. The whole idea is to be, you know, just really comfortable when the gun goes. So the same for each day. So say we teed off at midday, we'd probably get there at 9 a.m. A lot of people work out now, so, you know, there might be some exercise regime first. As caddies, you know, everything's got a lot easier. We're given pin positions, our yardage books are really good. You know, we can use lasers on the LIV Tour. And in other words, we don't have to just pace off yardage. We can use the lasers, you know, which you can't use on the main tour.
And Colin, you're mixing with the golfers and you're spending time in their pockets and a lot of the time. You say you're an aging caddy. You must have seen a lot of different personality types.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously everyone's different. Golfers are all very similar, but they're also, they've got their idiosyncrasies.
What way, Colin?
Well, they're competitive. They're very talented, most of them, very competitive, high achievers. They demand a lot. They're perfectionists, a lot of them. And that's really what you're, you know, everyone's searching for perfection.
Are any of them difficult, Colin?
Oh, yes, they certainly are, Adrian. They're, you know, I mean, the thing is, you're making decisions under extreme pressure. As anyone who watched the Masters on Sunday night last saw, you know, the margins are so fine. And, you know, the price is so heavy if you get it wrong. So, I mean, yes, you're helping them make decisions. So, if you're suggesting something, which you do, it's your role as a caddy to advise, you don't decide, they decide. But if what you have said has made them make the wrong decision effectively, well then, you know, you're going to hear about it.
So does that make it a very precarious profession from a job security perspective, from your point of view?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the stories of caddies being fired when the ball is in midair, that's how precarious it is. It's not like you're given time to clear out your desk. You know, it's, and there are no contracts. It's the strangest profession, particularly in this day and age, where you seem to sign to buy a cup of tea these days. But
can I just ask how caddies are paid? Is it a percentage of what the winnings of the golfer are?
Well, I mean, we get a... We get a wage, and then the percentage is how you make your money. And obviously the percentages and, you know, golf, the money in golf has changed. I've been, you know, working for over four decades in golf, and, you know, we've certainly gone from being able to barely survive to making, you know, some people making an exceptional living and,
so Harry Diamond, who was Rory McIlroy's caddy last week, he might have made quite a packet from Rory's win.
He made a lot of money, and he does make a lot of money. Look at what Rory makes. Everyone's percentage arrangement is probably different. You know, it could be anything between 5% and 10%. So, you know, you saw what he earned. So, therefore, you know, Harry earned the percentage of that.
Colin, do you still love the job?
you know, I got into it, Adrian, to travel. And I think I've done enough traveling. So, I do. I enjoy the competition. I enjoy, you know, the challenge of, you know, helping a player work out a round when things aren't going well. And that's when you can really help them. You know, as I say, there's two sides of the job. One is the physical side of looking the bag around. But more importantly these days, it's the mental side of, you know, keeping them up, keeping them focused, as I'm sure you saw Harry Diamond do with Rory. And what I loved watching about the dynamic between the two of them, Harry looks like he's in the state of zero, which is what you want from a caddy. You don't want an excitable caddy. You don't want someone helping you make a decision who's jumping and panicking. He always looks so calm and so assured that, you know, to me, if I was a player, I'd gain great strength in that, as I'm sure you heard Rory, you know, commend him for his great assistance. You know, and you can see that he exudes calm.
He does indeed. He does indeed. Yeah.
As a caddy,
Colin Byrne, it's been lovely talking to you. Thank you very much for joining us on the program.